Ismail and Daphne attended the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m., Hope for Today meetings at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health on Queen Street West, becoming regular, if somewhat ambivalent, converts. After meetings, they went for coffee and shared a new, sober intimacy that Ismail found almost as intoxicating as a shot of fine whiskey. It was no surprise that the pair soon began sleeping together on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Their therapeutic routine was AA at 6:30, coffee and confession at 8, and sex at 10, always at her place. Ismail never slept over and was home by 11:30. They carried on like this for many weeks, the AA and their deep talks a kind of heady, dry-drunk foreplay. He started to think they might make a go of a relationship until she finally worked up the nerve to tell him that they had to stop sleeping together because she was gay.
"No, you're pulling my leg."
"It's true, Ismail. It's something I've known for a long time, but never admitted to myself. I guess not drinking all this time has made me finally come to terms with it." Ismail stared at her, dumbfounded. She laughed and said, "Isn't it great? I'm not just a drunk, but I'm a gay drunk, too." She beamed a self-mocking grin at him, showing off her coffee-stained incisors and the little gap between her two front teeth that Ismail loved.
"But it can't be."
What Ismail really wanted to say was, "But what about me?" In his mind, she couldn't be gay because they were dating. She was his first real relationship since Rehana, his ex-wife. Visions of a future containing the two of them together, visions Ismail didn't even know he had, came apart like a poorly fitting puzzle. He realized he'd been fantasizing about Daphne eating dinner at his house, perhaps moving in, and meeting his family. The whole shebang.
"Really, I'm sorry," she said, filling the silence, interrupting his reverie.
"But what about all the times we've been together?" Ismail sputtered.
He knew he should have been scanning his brain for something appropriate to say, perhaps trying to remember the city-sponsored, mandatory diversity trainings he'd attended. But all he could think of was how terrible he felt that she was breaking up with him.
"How can you be gay if you have sex with men?" Ismail asked,
his voice starting to crack. Thoughts of personal responsibility tripped through his confused head.
"Did I drive her to this? Is this further evidence of my personal defects?"
"It's not rocket science, Ismail," Daphne sighed, sounding impatient. "I've been pretty much in denial my whole life about almost everything. Quitting drinking has helped me realize that, and you know, it's not hard for women to have sex with men even if they're not that into it." Ismail fidgeted in his seat and thought back to their mediocre lovemaking. What had all that panting and moaning been about then? His ego bruised, he slumped back in his chair, crossed his arms over his chest, his armpit stampened through his poly cotton shirt.